time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Dr. Tim Riley. He is the director of the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. A lot of great things going. It's getting into that tourism season, and the season is starting to really ramp up at the museum. Still things that are in place that we need to talk about. We've got a community art show going on, and the museum is getting ready to celebrate a milestone this year, and it needs your help. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, Dave, always a pleasure to join you and your listeners.
So let's start right out of the gate. How are things going at the museum?
Yeah, things are great. We, as you said, it's starting to be tourist season. We saw a big uptick, as did the rest of the area, during spring break, and that's continuing. We remain open to the public Mondays through Saturday, 9 to 5. You are still required to wear a mask and social distance because we're both a state facility and a USU facility. So we have different obligations than you would if you were a private business.
And so masks are still in place, but you can still come in and still enjoy the museum and get in there and have a look at some of these great exhibits and things that they've going on. And the first one up that we really need to talk about is your community art show.
Yeah, you know, it's our annual community art show. It was delayed a little bit this year due to some adjustments in the temporary exhibit schedule with Charlie Johnston's exhibit and his passing. And so it's a little bit later in the year, but it's great. There's a lot of really incredible artwork from talented locals. I think our youngest is probably about 14, and our oldest is in their 70s or maybe their 80s. And come on down and check it out. There's about 50 pieces in the show this year, mostly paintings and photographs, but also some carved wood, some ceramics, and some other sculptural items, and just some really great works of art that represent everybody from some of our professional artists and helper down through somebody who likes to do it in their spare time, but really just a great representation of the talent of our area. And we're pleased that we get to host this every year because we do get to see both repeat artists every year and get to see their work and advancement over the years, but also we get new people every year. And so we'd love for people to come down and see that. And that's going to be open until about the 19th of this coming month of May.
And so you can get in there before the 19th of May and check it out. Now, we need to talk about a new exhibit because you were saying that the museum has a birthday this year.
Yeah, the museum is going to be 60. Really, depending on how you estimate when the museum started, June 3rd is one of the important dates. There was an important date in January as well, but we're celebrating on June 3rd. And our next temporary exhibit following the Community Art Show is going to be an exhibit focused on the history of the museum, both the stories of the people who built this museum and the community support they've had over all these decades, as well as some of the objects that aren't normally on display and some of the scientific importance of the museum, some of the objects that have been important for paleontology and archaeological researchers, not just here in Carbon County or Utah, but on a national and international level.
And you were saying that you need the public's help with this one. You want people to come in and share stories. Is that kind of be part of the exhibit?
That's true, yeah. So we, as you said, it's been 60 years. Believe it or not, I'm not 60, and I actually have only lived in the area for about a decade. And so I don't know all this history. I know some of it from our documents. But we'd love people who have stories of the museum and fond memories of the museum to come down and share that with us, both as part of the exhibit, there will be a community engagement where you can leave your stories there. But even if you wanted to come down beforehand or give me a call or email, I'm always happy to hear from people who know the institutional history a little bit better than me. And so that'd be great if you remember great times with Dr. Dorman or Don Burge back in the 60s and 70s on some of their Jeep safaris and other fun excursions they used to do. We'd love to hear about it.
So get on in there if you've got great stories. And I'm sure there are stories out there about Don Burge.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And I've heard a couple. Some I won't repeat on air, but most of them are great stories. He was obviously a very influential and dynamic person. And really, this museum and the community owes a lot to him and the other early founders for having such a important regional museum, a scientific center here in Price.
So, and then moving from that and transitioning into this, let's talk about another thing that is going on, and it's been going on for a little while, and you're hoping to have it up and ready to roll. The tourism office is moving to the museum.
Right. So the main tourism office will be where it is, but the visitor center component of it is going to be in part of the lobby. And so that's ongoing. It's a collaborative effort with the county and the city of Price, as well as USU. And we're all in broad agreement. There's some documentation that needs to go through various processes for it to all come to fruition. But I would expect sometime this summer we'll have that up and running. You'll be able to come to the museum, not just to see the museum, but also to learn about all the cool things that you can visit in the area. That's one thing we really like about being the type of museum we are. Almost everything you see in there is from Eastern Utah. And so we're really a good, or already without the visitor center, but with the visitor center adding to it, we're a great orientation to the Swell or Nine Mile Canyon or the new Jurassic National Monument. And so that's really what we want people to view us as a place to stop at. Both locals and tourists to stop at, to orient themselves to this area before they go out and recreate, whether they're ATVers or hikers or anything else. So that's coming down the pipeline, and once that's in place, we'll be open Sundays as well as the rest of the week.
All right, so that's coming, and let's spend the last couple of minutes here talking about one of the things that is near and dear to everybody that works at the museum, and that is field work.
Oh,
you guys have a lot of things that are going on, and you know, you're always looking for volunteers as well. So let's talk about the what's going on and how people can volunteer if they want to be.
Yeah, we are always looking for volunteers, both in the field as well as in the lab and helping with exhibits. The museum and all museums really depend heavily on dedicated volunteers who love these subjects. Yeah, and there's a lot of paleontological field work going on. We have a new-ish, he's been here almost a year now, curator of paleontology, Dr. Joshua Lively, and he's actually out in the field this week investigating the Triassic in the San Rafael Swell. But he has basically week-long excursions planned about four or five times this year to investigate and recover fossils from different rock strata throughout eastern Utah. That's why we're able to have such a great museum here, because we have such cool and diverse exposures all over. And then I also will have some archaeological field work going on. Some of it is going to be re-recording some rock art sites that haven't been documented properly. And some of it's going to be investigating some new Fremont villages in some of the areas that are less well known than places like Nine Mile Canyon and Range Creek, and making sure that the State Historic Preservation Office and other land management agencies have a good record of the type of archaeology available on the land around us. And that's, you know, in some ways really fascinating to me. We're talking about farmers that lived on the same landscapes that we farm on today about 1,000 years ago. And so it's really, whenever I visit one of these sites, it really fills me with a sense of wonder and awe with, you know, that I'm stepping back in time and imagining what it would have been like to be a Fremont corn farmer 1,000 years ago.
And so if anybody's interested in volunteering or anything, what's the best way to let you guys know? Just call down to the museum, talk to you, or go in and talk to somebody? Is that the best way?
Or? Yeah, you could either call the museum or just stop in and mention to the front desk that you're interested in volunteering, and they'll call one of our staff down, and we'll gladly set up a time to talk with you about that. You could also contact us through Facebook, just message us and say, I'm interested in volunteering, and one of us will get back to you about that. And there's all sorts of opportunities. It's not just field work, which might not be everybody's cup of tea, because it can be pretty hot and dirty and hard work at times, but it's also things working in collections that might be more other people's cup of speed. It's also even working in our archives, looking at all the documents over the last 60 years. And so right now, as we're planning this exhibit, we're going through and finding all this cool concept art by Merrill Hamilton in the 1970s and some other people throughout the years, showing ideas and sort of plans and visions for what the museum might have been, some of which were realized and some of which were not. And that's really been fun. Excursion into seeing sort of the different stylistic changes from the 70s through, let's say, the 80s and 90s. And so there's always some, if you're interested in archaeology or paleontology in this area, there's something you can volunteer with and do here at the museum.
All right. Dr. Tim Riley, thank you so much for stopping in today and talking to us. Get on down to the museum. It's a great asset here to the community, and you can even go out and help and have fun and enjoy yourself. It's a great time. Thanks for coming in today, and we really appreciate you stopping by and letting people know about this gem that we have here.
Dave, always a pleasure.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.